I did not get into cannabis to get high, actually. So I think to kind of look at how far the industry has grown and the fact that we're looking at a $22 billion market in 2022 is kind of staggering.
Welcome to the new podcast series for the Global Wellness Summit, recorded live during our 2019 summit at the Grand Hyatt Singapore. I'm Kim Marshall. ABC 123. Today we're going to learn about CBD. Our guest, Stephen Letourneau, is head of ideation at Kanuka, a pioneering CBD beauty and skincare brand out of Ohio that's pushing to grow the cannabis category in the luxury wellness space. Kanuka has a unique brand ethos, even going so far as to mentor their competition and pushing for more research so that they can help the entire industry grow. And while this may seem like a fledgling fad in some areas of the world, largely due to regulation and misinformation surrounding CBD, Stephen's going to explain why he thinks CBD will soon be everywhere. And he'll also tell us some of the surprising new ways CBD is being used. But first, I want to share some wisdom born of a cancer survivor who has spent over three decades at the leading edge of skincare.
6 years ago, when I was given that check that I was in remission, I said, you know, I need to do something that's going to make a difference, right?
Wow.
We always talk about solutions in skincare, but I was really thinking about the whole body.
Later in the episode, Karen Ballou will share what immunology is all about and why it's the newest luxury skincare product featured at Carillon Miami. Can you please give us your name and title?
My name is Stephen Letourneau. I am the Chief Brand Officer for Kanuka.
Kanuka. Okay, well, Stephen and I are going to be on stage in a few hours, and we're going to be talking about the ABCs of CBD. So hold on to your hats, because Stephen's company, Kanuka, is one of the pioneers in the space when it comes to skincare, CBD skincare. So can you tell us, Mr. Letourneau, what is Kanuka?
Kanuka is the unique combination of cannabis and Manuka honey.
Yum. Delicious. But you don't eat it? You put it on your skin?
But we put it on our skin, although technically you could eat it. There's no toxins in it. We've had several husbands eat eye balm, dogs eat lip balms. All safe, although you might want to talk to your husband about not eating your eye balm.
Yeah, no, I think that would be good. Tell me what makes the CBD and the honey so unique. I know, but they need to know.
Absolutely. So I think there's so much information about CBD, and understanding why you use it in a product's really important. So Kanuka uses the CBD or CBD isolate from hemp, specifically for its anti-inflammatory properties for your skin. Mm-hmm. And then we use a UMF-grade Manuka honey out of New Zealand.
Just New Zealand, yeah.
Just New Zealand. It's a medical-grade honey. It specifically promotes healing within the skin. It also prevents collagen depletion.
And what does the tea tree or whatever oil have to do with it?
So Manuka honey, specifically sourced from New Zealand, comes from the Manuka bush, which is part of the tea tree family. The tea tree family is known for being antimicrobial, antibacterial.
Okay. So the other thing is, I've tried your products and they're so pretty. I love the bee on them and the green lid and the white, you might say, cosmetic jar. But what I asked you earlier is, it was salve. It's salve, and I'm not used to salve. So I felt like, is it too thick? What am I doing? So tell me, if I open, now I'm going to hear and go to kanuka.com, C-A-N-N-U-K-A, is that right?
Correct.
.com, and then you order it online, and you'll open it, and it'll be thick. Should we go, ew, I can't use that, or what should we do?
So the Kanuka skin balms, we often say balms, not Botox. Balms are really just solid oils. So the great thing about having a balm or a salve, as you're saying, is it's a concentrated little pot of hydration for your skin. So you're going to use your body's natural temperature or the heat from your body to melt the balm. It's going to oil up, and then you're going to be able to rub it onto your skin.
And what I was surprised at is how amazingly effective it is for acneic skin.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things that's happening kind of in the world of acne is, we know that acne is a form of inflammation. CBD is an anti-inflammatory, reduces that inflammation in your skin. And then Manuka honey promotes healing as well.
So tell me, you guys are looked to as thought leaders and really pioneers in the CBD skincare space. How come? You're from Ohio, aren't you?
We're
so
all...
am I. Okay, so am I. So is the production team. So let's all get that straight. But
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that we did from the very beginning, and we've been involved in the cannabis space since about 2011, which in most industries doesn't seem like a long period of time, but right. In cannabis, we are definitely the OGs of the space.
Old men, yeah.
The founder of Kanuka, Michael, comes from a farming background. My dad also comes from a farming background. Mm-hmm. So really, it was about looking at where our sourcing and all of our supply chain was coming from. I think we were the first company to be very open source. We put our certificate of analysis, so the actual chemical grading of our cannabis, on our website. We really wanted consumers to be comfortable and know exactly where the product was coming from.
Right.
Because we did that, we had so many young companies reach out to us very early on as we were out sort of leading the rebrand of what is cannabis to CBD and getting people to understand the education behind it. But by being so open and free, we got to meet so many young companies that were also going through this process. We own our own farms, so we were able to provide quality CBD to all of these other brands as well that are starting to come up through the space.
Right. So it all starts at the source. And that was sort of like farm to table, but farm to skincare early
on.
Farm
to face, absolutely.
Farm to face. Okay. And I understand that you're at a sort of turning point that you're going to not only bring on new products, and you have to tell me what they are, but you're going to try to go public?
Absolutely. So Kanuka is owned by Greenlight Acquisitions, which is a holding company in the cannabis space. It brings to life consumer packaged goods, primarily in the cannabis space or in auxiliary businesses affected by the cannabis space. And we will be the first profitable CBD company going public on the NASDAQ very soon.
Ooh, that is very exciting, though. That's very exciting.
Yeah, we're thrilled. I mean, when we started down this journey, I didn't get into cannabis to go public. I didn't get into cannabis to be rebranding or reworking skincare lines. I mean,
and you didn't get into cannabis to get high.
I did not get into cannabis to get high, actually. So I think to kind of look at how far the industry has grown and the fact that we're looking at a $22 billion market
crazy.
In 2022 is kind of staggering.
And you said it's the first new, really kind of new, exciting skincare ingredient in 20 years.
Correct. So Kanuka was founded by a farmer and a PhD in dermatology. And I think as we travel the world, and it's really we're traveling the world now, we used to say traveling the States. But what was really exciting when I got involved with Kanuka at the very beginning was sitting down with a group of very jaded beauty editors who have the best access to everything. They've right. seen everything. Nothing is new.
Huge and beauty really, closets, right?
Absolutely, where you literally have a bazillion swag bags with tons and tons of Glam Glow. I don't know why Glam Glow is everyone's swag bag, but it is. Shout out to Glam Glow.
Yes.
For them to look at a product that had a new ingredient and watch them get excited about at the time, which this little pot of waxy substance mm-hmm. was kind of amazing to see. You know, over the past 20 years, you know, the only thing we've heard about is turmeric for anti-inflammation. Turmeric's not new. It comes out every 4 years in the beauty space. And it's like, check it out, turmeric. It's this amazing product. Or vitamin C or right. retinol. These right. are things that have been around forever.
So, Karen, I understand you're the latest luxury product to be featured at Carillon Miami. What is your product and what does it do?
It's immunology, Kim, and it's immunology is about the study of the skin's immunity. And it's really about taking the energy of our skin and working with French green clay. There's 12 essential minerals that we work with. Zinc, there's magnesium, there's iron, and this is a part of what happens with the largest organ of our body is our skin. And what we put on our skin gets absorbed into our body. So what I've really found when I was diagnosed with cancer 12, well, it was actually 11 years ago, so we're going on our 12th year here. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I found now that I'm in remission, and 6 years ago when I was given that check that I was in remission, I said, you know, I need to do something that's going to make a difference, right?
Wow.
We always talk about solutions in skincare, but I was really thinking about the whole body. And the whole body was really important. And when talking with Carillon, the one thing here is they're about the whole body.
That's right. Mind, body, fitness.
Yes. And so it was so important for me to talk to them about what our French green clay does. And in that, it has all of the minerals and doing the body treatments and doing the facials. We're able to take these minerals and plant-based ingredients, get them so they're like juicing for the skin.
Mm.
But they make a difference. What I did is I chose ingredients that do make a difference, but are still healthy for our body. And that's why I call it a little bit juicing for the skin.
You can learn more about Immunology and the other luxury skincare brands at Carillon Miami by visiting carillonhotel.com. That's C-A-R-I-L-L-O-N hotel.com.
you said that CBD has such potential. You even talked about tourism, how it impacts. I found that so hard to believe. What do you mean by that?
So cannatourism actually is really taking a huge boom in the U.S., and we're starting to see it happen in the U.K. and EU as well. Cannatourism currently represented in 2016 alone $6.5 million added to the tourism budget of Colorado alone. So why people are going on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail and enjoying their Knob Creek, why we're seeing all of Sonoma have all of these wine weekends, now we're starting to see wine and weed. You know, you're looking at all of these luxury resorts that are starting to offer cannabis services and everything from spa to cocktail to fully immersive moments where you're really enjoying this whole cannabis lifestyle.
Yeah. So you, right now, if I remember, Kanuka has, let's see, a cream, the salve, and what else? Soap?
So we have an amazing cleansing body bar. Kanuka has 7 SKUs right now. And mm-hmm. It's getting ready to launch an 8th very shortly. We're very excited about it. It's something we've been working on for a couple of years. And then it'll open up several additional collections in 2020 and 21.
So you even talked about Kanuka Baby. That's really cool. And one criticism of CBD I heard from a beauty editor is, oh my God, they say it can help everything. It's for anti-inflammatory. Why would you have CBD shampoo? So what would you say to people that say that?
I would say almost everything that's happening in our bodies is a result of inflammation. So anything that's an anti-inflammatory is helping. So specifically to the CBD shampoo that's out there, you're dealing with a lot of inflammation on the scalp. It's causing irritation. So whether that's leading to dandruff or whether it's actually shrinking the hair follicle and we're starting to see thinning hair, I think if you're putting an anti-inflammatory on it, you're helping relax and calm the scalp.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we're seeing it in shampoo.
I don't think we hug our scalps enough. This is all I'm saying to you. So what I find amazing is that this is a mom and pop company. Why do you think Kanuka was the chosen one that all of a sudden is now going to go public and now the leader and the example in the space? What about it?
You know, I think the great thing about Kanuka is we started off very specifically about really wanting to be a legitimate player in the skincare space mm-hmm. and not just a cannabis company. We knew that CBD would get added to every possible grouping and product and market that was out there, especially in the beauty space. So really pairing CBD and Manuka honey together as a differentiator and then leading education. So for the first 2 years with regards to Kanuka, we weren't really talking about our amazing skincare, and that's great. We were primarily educating everybody from Neiman Marcus and Ulta and Ipsy to Citibank about why you're having CBD in your products and why this is good for you.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I would say the other thing, just to jump in and interrupt myself, is to say, you know, when I got involved in cannabis, we saw early data that said 54% of the market was women who self-identified as ingredient-focused, benefit-driven, luxury traveling, well-educated. So when we looked at the products that were being offered, it was 100% an old boys club. It was stoner bro culture. Everything had a stripper pole or a hazy cloud of smoke.
So or it was kind of crunchy, granola-ish.
Or it was literally farmer's market where yeah. it was brown paper bags of stuff. And to mm-hmm. be honest, you know, none of my girlfriends, I have a background in luxury retail, working with brands like Kate Spade and Restoration Hardware and J. Crew as they were becoming less school clothes and more fashion. None of my girlfriends would have bought a single one of the products. They wouldn't have it in their bag. They wouldn't have shown it. And so what was exciting about Kanuka is Michael and Kelly were gracious enough to let me reformulate and repackage to offer something that people would be excited to have in their bag and to pull out at events or have in their bathroom.
So when you speak to would-be entrepreneurs or people that are trying to jump in the CBD space, what are 3 tips you can give them?
Be purposeful. I think we're seeing CBD get added to everything from home fragrance to pet care, and you know, it can do a lot of truly amazing things. But if you don't have a specific reason for why you're putting it in your product, you know, you're just wasting your time. I would say have a clear point of view in the space. Mm-hmm. You know, for Kanuka, when we launched, we didn't have a cleanser. We have a cleanser that's coming out now. And the reason we didn't have one is because there were a million cleansers on the market and nobody gets excited about their cleanser. So for us, the challenge was how do we come up with something that's unique and different and has a special point of view or specific point of view?
Yeah.
And then I would say the final thing is breathe. We get so focused on the things that don't happen or don't go well that as young entrepreneurs, sometimes the fact that your coffee order was correct is a huge cause for celebration. I think taking those deep breaths and celebrating those small micro moments, you know, mm-hmm. not every day you're launching on NASDAQ or having yeah. the biggest CBD launch in U.S. history. Some days you're just excited that your key to the elevator worked because you're in an old building in downtown Ohio.
Yeah. Well, you know, this morning when we were prepping for our Q&A in a few hours, you told me something that was really mind-blowing, that something about our chemistry, our body chemistry, aligns with the cannabis chemistry. What is that?
Absolutely. So as mammals, we have the endocannabidiol system within our body. And what that is promotes homeostasis. So it's essentially a regulator in your body. Mm-hmm. It's trying to get you to your optimal performance. Cannabidiols like CBD are specifically meant to work with our receptors to help get us to where we need to be.
Balance us out is what
Absolutely.
You're trying to say.
Perfect harmony.
So one thing you also talked about is it THC and CBD or what is working right now? What's exciting you about working with addiction or healing people with the CBD space?
Absolutely. I think in looking at what's happened with just cannabidiols in general and really seeing the research that's coming out from everything from opiate recovery to cancer research to Parkinson's, any sort of cognitive issue you're having with your body. They're fine.
Seizures, right?
Seizures, absolutely. Myoclonic epilepsy is a big deal. CBD is offering hope. I mean, what it's offering people is a chance to do something where it's not 100 pills a day and, you know, destroying your liver. It's really giving your body the balance it needs to function.
And maybe using CBD and THC the way it was meant to all these years anyway, for the good.
Absolutely. Right? I think, you know, you have to look at this ingredient important in the world of wellness the way we look at all wellness. I mean, we should be getting enough sleep and drinking enough water, but sometimes being in the wellness space or taking care of yourself is, as we joked earlier, you know, a lot of times as Italians, we feel that red wine is our milk.
Oh,
we
thank
need
you.
To have just
I'm Italian,
the amount of-
then. I must be Italian, even though I'm not.
So I think, you know, again, everything in moderation and really being able to find out what's working best for you and then accepting what works and sort of moving on and getting rid of the rest.
Well, I think it's fun that such a pretty, lovely farm-to-face product that is from Ohio is going to make the big time. So just remember, Stephen, we knew you when. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this first series of podcasts from the Global Wellness Summit. Please head to globalwellnesssummit.com to learn more. And click on the Global Wellness Trends tab to see complete trend reports from the past few years. I'm Kim Marshall from Swell Public Relations, and thanks for listening.